Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
What an amazing day Father's Day is. All the fathers in the house, I just want you to raise your hands, and I want everyone else to look around and give them a big, big, big cheer right now. Because sometimes we don't get what it is that we deserve, amen? We need a little bit more, because how many of you know dads are cool? There's all sorts of cool stuff about dads. One of the coolest things that I can do today is not only can I really share this day with all of you, also my kids, but also I can introduce today someone who is a dad, who is part of our church, who's going to come and he's going to share a word. Because how many of you know that what fathers do is so crucial to life? And when you see the reproduction, you know, things get handed down from father to son, it's a beautiful thing. And I understand, and I'm going to share a little bit more in a little bit after this. I understand that sometimes it hasn't always been perfect in our lives, but it's good to hear. How many of you want to hear from a dad that is doing it right now? Yes. Amen. So I want to call up one of our brothers here this morning, and I think it's one of the two of you. It's Brother Raph is going to come, and in the second service we have someone else. But Brother Raph is going to come. And you're going to hear a little bit more from me at the end. But one of the best things that a man can do is that he can see one of his sons. And in this case, obviously, he's not my physical son because I'm not Polish and I'm not that old. Amen. But he's a spiritual son. And it's such a blessing to be able to introduce Brother Raph to you, who's going to come and he's going to share the word with you this morning.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, can we clap for Jesus one more time this morning? Amen. Thank you very much. It was a great privilege, and I can't explain on a special day, you know, to be a trusted to share with you guys this morning. And I want to thank God for my salvation. 10 years ago, I was lost. I was on the streets, but someone spread the love of God with me. And today I'm standing at that, you know, and try to do the right thing. Also, I want to thank God for my leaders, Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky, you know, to just invest in me and see these things what I never saw in my life. And I'm a very grateful man this morning, because not just I got Jesus in my life, but I've got a wonderful family. I've got a beautiful wife and two children. And also I've got a wonderful a spiritual family, a brothers and sisters in Christ. So I want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you, especially to the dads this morning. Amen. Come on, especially to the dads. It's a great day this morning. But today I want to talk a little bit about a good father. I want to talk about some keys to become a good father. Amen. How many of you feeling like you are a good father? Come on, let me see your hands. How many of you fathers are feeling like you are a good father? Amen. And I want to talk today a little bit what we need to do to become a good father. Amen? But if you don't mind, turn Bible with me this morning to Joshua chapter 1. And the word of God reads, we'll be reading from verse 6. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I saw to the ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses give you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosper and successful. I not commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Father, I thank you. I love you. And Lord, I pray this morning that you help me to communicate this message with your people, Father God. Lord, humble me. Lead me. I pray, Father God, for open our hearts and mind this morning. I give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And I chose the scripture because in this portion of scripture, we see God is speaking to his son, Joshua. Amen. Because I believe that, you know, we are sons and daughters of our father, a father of fathers, you know. And I believe this morning that to become a godly father, there is some key things what we need to obey to. And in this portion of scripture, we see that God spoke to Joshua in a way of a leadership. Amen. And I believe that many good fathers are the leaders of the children and the families. Amen. Can someone agree with me this morning? Amen. And we are leaders of our family. We leading our family, our children, in a way where they should go. Come on, somebody. Amen. And in this portion of scripture, we see the instructions what God is giving to Joshua, amen, to become the leader, the man, the father, what God wants him to be, amen. And I this morning, if I'm looking at myself, when I was messed up and tore up 10 years ago, and I come to God, and I follow these instructions, what I need to do, become the better person, the better man, the man what God called me to be, the father what God called me to be. And there is a few keys what we need to look in this morning. And I believe the first key is the fathers are faithful. We need to be a faithful fathers. We need to be a faithful dads. Amen. They are first faithful to God and trust God with their whole heart, soul, and mind. And that's the very important. That we want to be a good fathers. We need to rely on God. We need to see God in every situation. We need to see God in our lives. We need to see God in our families. We need to know the plan what God has for our family. And we need to trust Him with all our heart. With all our soul, with all our mind. We cannot be a people that we just give a 50%. Because what happens if we give 50%? We can back 50%. Come on, somebody. And we want to be a good father. Amen. Good fathers accept their role as the spiritual head of the household. Oh, come on, that's a big one. See, we need to be a fathers where we take the role. Come on, somebody. Amen. We need to be a fathers where we lead the family. We lead the family. We need to be examples of a worshippers. Come on, somebody. We need to be examples of a pray fathers. We need to go a daily on our knees and pray and worship God and get the direction and set up the examples for our children. Amen. And I'm looking back, you know, and I look at myself. That's no easy thing to do. Be a good example for your son and for your daughters. It's very hard job. It's very hard job to lead in a way what God wants you to lead. There's always something happening. Always something come and against. And always something in my life, and I looking back, man, always was something arise. But how many of you know that we need to be a good fathers to take the challenges, amen? Because I believe this morning that every challenge what we're going through, like a father's dads, brings growth. Oh, come on, somebody. You never feel like that? You never feel and when something coming against you and try to destroy, and when you go through, come on somebody, go through, no go around, oh come on. See, the problem is in these times that many fathers, they like to go around, they're pushing the mom on the front. Oh, come on. That's the truth. Can I be honest this morning? I was one of them. I tried to a little bit go around and just take the responsibility what I want to take. Oh, come on, somebody. But how many of you know that God wants us to be the head of the family? The man is the head of the family. The father, the dad is the man of the family. We are responsible to lead our children and our families. And there is a no different way. And it's a no different way. And that's in this portion of scripture. A young Joshua, he was very young when God called him to be the leader. He was very young. And some of you, there is a young dad's here. I want to tell you that God wants you to lead in a way where he wants you to become. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared of the challenges. Because every challenge brings a growth. I believe that good fathers, they need to be a people of action. We need to be a people of action. We need to be a people always ahead. If anything needs to be done, we need to be like, boom, it's done. And the reason why, because our children are watching us. And we want our children to grow up on an example that they see their dad doing something, yeah? And they're catching, and they become to doing the same thing. But when we sit down in a comfortable chair and like, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, maybe I do this tomorrow. I don't want to do this today. And like, I learn to be that of action. Because I see my son catching and follow me. So if I sit down in my chair and I watch TV all day long, come on somebody, we all have got our hobbies, amen? We all have got our things what we like to do, but sometimes we need to prioritize, amen? We need to switch off the TV, come on somebody. We need to leave these things what are holding us back to step out because our children are watching us. And I notice with my son, man, he's watching me all the time. And I need to be a dad of action, man. I need to be quick response to his question. Because if I don't do that, someone else do. Oh, come on, somebody. If I don't do someone, oh my goodness. I don't know, you get me this morning, but we need to be a fathers of action. If need to, listen, you know, I when I prepare myself, I read a lot about good father. And I was talking about, you know, a simple thing like, you know, fixing something around the house. Doing something, a little things. You don't even know how the children are watching things like that. You know, but if you are that of action, that when the problem arises, amen, you are there. He knows your son or daughter knows that the dad is always on his post. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. The next one is, good fathers also install a good work ethic in the children and teach by example. Good fathers are teachers. We need to teach our children. Good fathers are teachers and prepare the children to enter adulthood and face the tough world around them. We need to prepare our children. And that's the father role. That's not the mom. That's the dad. We need to take his son and teach him the right thing. That's why it's very important. When we wake up in the morning, we go on our knees. And we begin to pray. And we begin to worship. And the children see us. And you know what happened then? I see my son. He was next to me. He wants to pray. He wants to worship. He wants to go evangelize. Why? Because I show him the way. I teach him that. And I'm not, you know, ask him to do. I show him the way. And that's the best way. In order to be a good teacher, fathers must earn the children trust and love. They need to feel that they can trust us. There may be a little bit, you know, disobedience or, you know, doing the thing, but we need to still love them. When we begin to love them, how our Father loved us. Come on, somebody. Amen. The Father of fathers. The one who loves everyone in the same way. If we begin to love our children, they begin to trust us. So when we begin to, when they begin to trust us, we can challenge them. We can teach them in the right way. But if it's no trust, you can shout, you can scream, you can make them to do, but they go away and they do the same thing. That's our fathers. The good father offers hope to the families. Good father, a source of hope and inspiration for the families. That's are the family's pillar of strength, and they are the ones that tell us things will be all right when tough times are around the corner. See, that's the role of that too. That's the role of that. To encourage your children. To encourage your wife. Oh, come on, somebody. And man, when I'm looking back, when I'm preaching this morning, yeah, I'm preaching to myself. I'm serious. Man, I can tell you, man, I've been around all these things, all this coldness, but it's nothing like to do the right thing, amen, and teach your children the right way. We need to encourage our families. We need to encourage our children. Yes, we can correct them, but we need to encourage that they're doing good. Come on, somebody, amen. If we don't encourage them that they're doing good, their department somewhere, they'll be doing their own thing. See, sometimes, man, we see, you know, a little bit, you know, I watch my son. I see sometimes he's not doing the way how I want to do. And I can go, I can chop him, man, to pieces. But I don't think that bring any results. And that's what we need to understand and we need to see. That when we seek God first, oh, come on, somebody. When we go on our knees and we begin to worship and pray, God give us the direction how we need to raise up our son. God, give us the direction how we need to speak to them. God, give us the direction. But we need to take this serious. Good fathers are positive examples. We need to be positive. The Bible talks about the power of the tongue is a life and death. And when we begin to speak in a death, we begin to pushing our children away. We begin to say, when we begin to speak in something where it's not right, we see them grow up in the wrong direction. That's why we need to set up a positive example. Not just be example, not just be a father in the good days, but be an example of a father. And not just to our children, but to all the children. See, I learned one thing. You know, when I become a father, the old children watching you around the church. All children watching you. I've got about Pastor Kevin's son. He's coming to me every Sunday. You know, why? Because I'm speaking to him positive. I always encourage him. I always send something good. And that's how we need to be mindful. What we're talking to our children. How we're speaking on the front of our children to our wives. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. You don't want to end this morning. But yes, we need to be very careful and learn how we're speaking to our wives. How we communicate things. How we're doing things. That's an exampleship. Not just show up and, you know, buy a pack of sweets or ice cream and say, yeah, I am good father. No, that's not that. That's not that. That's not that. To be a good example, you need to walk the talk. When you tell your son that that's wrong, don't touch it, you need to do the same way. Show him. But some of us, we just like, you know, I'll put my hands up. You know, some like, you know, talk, but we don't want to walk the walk. Come on, somebody. Come on. We can, you know, especially dads this morning, you know, we can check ourselves, are we doing right? Amen. And I'm not, you know, pulling down anyone, you know. I'm speaking to myself, and I believe, I hope that the message helps someone this morning, you know. Because there is a huge responsibility to be a good father. To be the father what God called us to be. Come on, somebody. To be the father of your children, what God wants you to be. Not just in your house, but in a church. Come on, somebody. We need to attend in church, not just for Sundays, but during a week. That's an exampleship. No, stay back when something going in a church. Man, I'm always taking my son. I'm always asking him, do you want to come to church with me? Yes, daddy. Why? Because I want to set up the exampleship. I want to show him that, you know what? There's not just church about Sunday to attend it on Sunday service, but there's something more going on. Son, we're not just going to church on Sunday, but we live in the life. That's exampleship. Living the life. The life of Christ called us. He died for us on a cross. Then now we can see, you know what? I can do it better. I can become the father what God called me to be. I can become the man. I'm no more messed up anymore. I'm no more... Oh, come on. See, God gave his only son. And he gave him for a reason. And you know what's the reason? That now we can make the right choices. Amen? And that's it. That we can make the right choices. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, man, I don't know if you get it. We can make the right choices. We can teach the children. We can be a good example for them. We can lead them in a way. Because the cross of Jesus Christ. And he came and he wrapped everything away and said, you know what, my son, my daughter, I want you to go in this way. What I'm calling you to do, what I'm calling you to go. That's the difference. But it's up to us. And we make the decision this morning to lead them in a way where we need to lead them. Or we'll be part-time fathers. I want to be a full-time father. I want to be the best father. I want to be the best one. When my son looked at me, he said, I want to be like my dad. And not like him. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen? We've got the right choices. Father, I thank you. I love you. And I pray that you release your power, your anointing tonight, this morning, Father God. Lord, I pray, stir in our hearts, Father God. Let us become the Father will you call us to be, Lord. Lord, I thank you and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Good job, man. Huh? Praise God. And his daughter's over there, look, loving it. Huh? Because how many of you know that there's a couple of things that fathers need to do? I've got a son and I've got a daughter. To my son, I want to be an example of what a true man should be. Huh? Not a tame man. Someone that is just, you know, tame. Not a wild man. Because they're the two extremes. You know, you have, the world wants to bring up tame men today. Men that just, you know, have no... They just comply. They just buckle down. They just get by. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a tame man. Can all the men... Is there any men in the house? Huh? It's okay to like football. It's okay to eat meat. Huh? Praise the Lord. It's all right. It's okay to, you know, get a little belly as you grow older. Come on now. Huh? You might as well just get used to it, man, because... Huh? It's okay. It's all right. Listen. What is more comfortable to lay your head on? Exactly. Pillow or a load of rocks? I just have a very firm pillow. Amen. Memory foam. It remembers what it used to look like. Praise the Lord. But not only do I want to be that to my son, I also want to be an example to my daughter. I want to be an example to my son of someone that works hard, of someone, you know, that is emotionally stable. Men can be emotional. I had a wonderful, wonderful, I've had the privilege of having a wonderful weekend. It's been my 50th birthday, praise the Lord. And I feel fantastic. And I'm going to celebrate all year. I'm just going to celebrate all year. Amen. And you're a part of my celebration. And we're going to have fun this coming year. How many of you are up for that? Praise the Lord. So I want to thank you for that. But then also, you know, I can also celebrate Father's Day. And fathers can be emotional. And one of the MCs yesterday it was at my birthday celebration was Curtis. And when I married him and his wife, I made him cry. A tear came to his eye. Amen. Because at that moment, you could bring a tear to a glass eye when you're there and all the emotions are gone. And he tried to do the same to me. He tried to get me to cry. But all he did was actually, everyone thought that he was proposing to me or something. Because he was going, "Pastor, I love you. I really love you." I'm like, "Whoa, slow down, brother. What's happening here?" There's emotional, but then there's going beyond. And he went a little bit beyond. So we can be men, it's okay to be emotional. Amen. I want my son to be emotional. I want him to know emotion. Because good fathers are emotional with their kids. They are emotionally there. They're also there. That's, you know, their presence rather than just presence. Their time. Are you with me? I like spending time with my son. But I also like spending time with my daughter. I want my son to grow up, you know, to have the best possible start. I also want my daughter to know what a man should be like. I want her to know how a man should treat her. I want her to know how a man should take care of her. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so she don't get no flaky man. See, you have tame men. Amen? I married a strong woman. She's tried to tame me a few times. How many of you know I'm not a tame man? I'm a lion in the wild. Hallelujah. I'm a lion out there, man. I got a mane still. I ain't one of them little, you know, lions with no teeth that are in a zoo just walking around looking good. I'm still out there hunting my food. Come on now, roaring and stuff. The king of the jungle. But I'm also not a wild man. You can have a wild animal, but wild men are something different. They go out there and they think just because they have kids that makes them a father. No. It might make you a biological father, but it don't make you a dad. And I know that there's people in this place that have lived that life before, but you can start making a difference right now. So they're the two extremes. You've got the tame man, you've got the wild man. But how many of you know God wants a trained man? He wants someone that's got discipline. He wants someone that knows what it means to be present. So how many of you know kids, they you know, sometimes they think of love and they spell it T-I-M-E. Spend time with your kids. Amen? Take time with your kids. Show them you love them. Don't just tell them you love them. Don't just buy them stuff. Amen? I like buying stuff. I bought my son a bike. He wanted an early birthday present. He's doing bikeability at school. He didn't have a bike. And someone took the bike. So I bought him a bike, early birthday present. I didn't just buy him a bike and say, run along. I rode the bike. Amen? I was riding the bike. So if you see me walking a little bit funny today, it's that the seats have got thinner. Some of these bikes, mountain bikes and stuff. But I want my daughter to know what it means to be treated right by a man. Amen. And in all these things, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, it wasn't praying to just a God that wanted them to do stuff. It wasn't just to a God that expected them to be perfect. He said, when you pray, say, our Father, our Father, our Father. Because that's the relationship that we can have with the God of creation. Amen. I honor fathers today. I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to add to what Raph said. He said some great stuff. You know, there's some tremendous things that we can learn about fatherhood. I've tried to just share a few. Amen. And also, five quick things. And then we're going to pray for the dads. Five quick things about fathers. This is to the fathers right now. Good fathers learn from the best. Just because you've had a kid, don't mean to say you know how to be a dad. And sometimes we need to learn, and I've had to learn. I've learned from, I've got a great role model in my father, but I know not everyone has. But there are great role models out there. Learn. You know, sometimes as men, we get into the competition thing, that macho competition thing. I can't ask, I can't show weakness. Stop all that, it's nonsense. Learn from someone. Are you with me? Learn, ask questions. Forget all the macho competition stuff and start learning from the best. And the best that we have is God. And if you get to know God, you'll get to know what it means to be a good father. The second thing is, we've already mentioned this, good fathers are physically present. They're there. They take time with their kids, man. Are you with me? And I know that sometimes in the modern world, we have jobs that take us out and, you know, take us away. And in my life, I have to travel a lot and do different things. But I spend time with the kids. You know, I've always took my kids to bed. I'm going to take my kids to bed until they're not living in my house anymore. Amen. And maybe when my daughter gets married, maybe I'll even phone her up at night, pray for her. Or I might phone up her husband and say, have you prayed for your wife? I'll have to learn how not to do that. Amen. Huh? Good fathers are emotionally balanced. Praise the Lord. Difference in being balanced is that, you know, sometimes it's okay to get angry about stuff. Are you with me? It's okay. Just in your anger, don't sin. And don't get angry with your kid. Amen? Don't get angry with your kid. Get angry with the problem, not the person. And be there. Remember, the first thing about being emotionally balanced, though, is to love their mum. Make sure you love their mum. Amen? Even if you're not with her no more. Because this is Victory Outreach. And some of the men in here have kids from BC days. Huh? Just make sure that you're balanced in that. Praise the Lord. And if you're married, be faithful to your wife. Huh? The next thing is that good fathers are spiritually active. You want your kids to grow up to know the Lord? Then make sure they see you knowing the Lord. Amen. Let them hear you pray. Teach them to pray. Our Father. You know, my dad used to teach me that. And he got saved after I got saved. But he taught me how to pray before he was even saved. Check that out. From a kid, he used to teach me, Our Father. I knew it off by heart even when I was out there in the world messing around. Some of these things, they stay with you. Be spiritually active. Develop a strong relationship with God. Pray daily for your children. You know, before my kids leave the house, I pray for them. Even though my daughter always leaves the house, lastminute.com, that seems to be her favorite website, she leaves the house at the last minute to catch her bus, and I'll be like, wait, I want to pray for you. She'll be like, okay. But I'll still pray for her. I've even run down the street praying for her one time. Huh? pray for her. I pray that God will surround them with his presence, with his angels, that he'll take them on the bus. They'll have a great day at school. They'll learn. They'll grow. And then he'll bring them back safely at night. Then when they go to bed, I'll pray for them. Before meals, we pray. Sometimes really hard, depending on who's done the cooking. Amen. Some of these places, you have to pray really hard that you survive the experience. Huh? Teach them to pray. Pray for them daily. And then model what you want to see. You want to see them do something? Baby see, baby do. Amen. Show them. Show them how to take care of money. You know what I'm doing with my kids? I'm giving them both a bank account. So instead of them just asking me for stuff, I'm putting money into their bank account so that when they need stuff, then they know they're going to start to learn money management. That if you ain't got it, you can't get it. Don't matter how much you manipulate me, amen, it's your bank account. Praise the Lord. Huh? And how many of you know, but dads always give their kids more than their mums do? Huh? Money-wise. Because we've been trained by our wives to give our money. Because fatherhood maths is if you have £20 and your wife has £20, your wife has £40. That's fatherhood maths. Amen. But model that behavior. And then lastly, good fathers don't give up. Amen. Learning from our Heavenly Father. He gave us this great example, in the example of the prodigal son. And sometimes, God forbid, but sometimes your kids might, when they become teenagers, not be the best that they could be. Sometimes our little kids cause problems. I saw this in a children's chapel once. It wasn't in our ministry, but I saw it in another church, that a parent had to be approached by one of the children's chapel workers about the misbehavior of their child. And they said, listen, your child's been misbehaving. And how many of you know, back in the day, when I was growing up, if you misbehaved, even a stranger could give you a clip round the ear hole. If someone brought you back to your mum and dad's house and said that you'd been misbehaving, right, you'd be in the wrong. You'd be in trouble. Nowadays, if a teacher says a kid's misbehaving, the parent gets into the teacher's face. You know, what's gone wrong with the world? But this teacher, one of the workers, had to speak to one of the parents and said, your child's been misbehaving. The parent got in his face, man. Said, my child's like an angel. I thought, what's he going to do? He said, yeah. He said, so was Satan. Some of you know, sometimes angels can fall. Praise the Lord. Huh? But good parents never give up. Sometimes your kid's going to go off key. How many of you went off key? You went off track. You went off the wall. Come on, let me see your hands. Some of you weren't as good as your secret stuff that you used to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. But even though the prodigal son went away, the father didn't. He didn't give up. He stayed where he was. He held his ground. That might not have been your experience with your earthly dads, but let that be your experience with your Heavenly Father. Amen? He does not give up. So, I want all the fathers to come up here right now because we want to pray for you and we want to honor you. So I'd like you all to come and join me on the platform. Praise the Lord. In this first service, we have a few dads. In the second service, we're going to have a few more dads. We're going to do it for all fathers. Come up and stand up here on the platform. Praise the Lord. And now what I want the rest of you to do is I want you to come to this altar. All of you, come to this altar. Because you're going to participate in this. Come and stand at this altar, looking at these men, these men of God. They've all come from various different backgrounds. Some of them have lived well, some of them have lived less than well. But the fact is that right now they're in the house of God. They're in the presence of the best Father that there could ever be, the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even when we went off like prodigals, He stayed in His place. And He waited for us to come back so that we could be restored. How many of you thank God for that, Dad? That your Heavenly Father was there for you. Now, you have that. You have that. You have that opportunity. And it don't matter what you've done. This is the thing. God is the I Am. That means that He operates now. He lives now. He exists now. Which means that whatever we do, if we make the right decision, things can change now. Things can begin now. We can get on track now. You can be the best dad that you could ever be from now. Amen. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that powerful? Amen. God washes everything away. Oh, we might have a little bit of work to do because people don't forget, but God does. And He empowers us through His grace to become everything He created us to be. What I would like to do is, because I'm a father as well, I want my wife to come. And I want her to pray for us. And I want all of you guys to reach out your hands. Pastor James, get up here. You're a dad. Huh? Praise the Lord. And what I want you to pray and bless all of the fathers. Amen. That I could have come with all sorts of scientific evidence of the necessity of fathers, the blessing of fathers, genetic stuff about fathers. But you get that. One thing I know is that when dads are active, when they're doing right, everyone gets blessed. Huh? The women get blessed, the kids get blessed. Amen. Other men start emulating, start, you know, lifting. And one thing I love about this church is we have great examples of men. Great examples of men. Men that live right, men that love God. Men that are living in the way that they were created. And that gives us the opportunity to make a difference in the world around us. Amen? So bless these men of God because they're key. Bless them. Bless us. Can you do that? Huh? And then in the blessing of fathers, what's going to happen to you is that if you've had a bad experience with a father, oh, your memories are probably going to stay the same. You know, maybe the memories keep coming back. Maybe abuse, abandonment, neglect, whatever. Lack of love. But you know what happens when you begin to bless what God says is good? Is that whatever it is that tried to hurt you, the memory might be there, but the power of it gets broken. The power of that gets broken. And you get released. And you can move forward. And you can make a difference in the future that God has for you as well. Amen. So can you bless us?
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.